all applicants really have an opportunity to file more, as many applications as they wish before the agency. There's the occasional applicant who might file one application every year or every 5 years, but many of our inventors, including small inventors or small companies, as well as large companies, file anywhere from 2 to 10,000 applications potentially a year. So we've got a vast number of different types of clients. Our shareholder or user community is very diverse, but even the smallest garage independent inventor oftentimes files more, has pending more than one application before the agency at any one time.
And under that system, you know, how much more quickly were you able to process applications through? Was it a matter of speeding up individual applications or just reducing the number that you guys had to deal with at any given time or during that period?
We actually accelerated the rate. So one application was abandoned, and then the other application was resumed, but in a very accelerated fashion. And so we were able to actually expedite the second application's review through the system. So the fact that one application was abandoned was helpful to us, but nevertheless, the acceleration of the second application was significantly improved.
That program is going to sunset on the 31st. Why was the decision made not to extend that particular program?
You know, Director Kappos here at the USPTO is a very creative guy who likes to try ideas, who's doing everything possible to attack our backlog in every possible way. And this particular technique, we were optimistic that this was going to help be of benefit to our user community and be of benefit to us in terms of helping reduce the backlog. Unfortunately, it was not exceedingly popular. Through a few days ago, we had only received 209 total petitions. So our shareholder or user community was not quite as enamored with this program as they were with some of our other programs. We gave it a try. It was not rapidly embraced by our shareholder community. And so we have some other initiatives that are indeed working.
And another program that was supposed to sunset on January 31st might be one of those ones that you were talking about, the Green Technology Pilot, and you guys are extending that one. You want to talk us through why?
Yes, that one far exceeded our expectations. We wanted our shareholders or user community that filed patent applications pertaining to environmental quality, energy conservation, the development of renewable energy resources, and greenhouse gas emission reductions. Any of our patent applications that actually improved the environment, improved energy efficiency, overall were going to help the economy and help the environment, we wanted to give them the opportunity to have their applications accelerated. So for all of those good inventions, those good ideas, so we could work on them early, get the patent applications to issue, and ideally encourage investment in those technologies as soon as we possibly could.
So given the success of that program, why sunset it at all? Or are there similar programs coming down the pike that will fill the void there once this goes away in March?
Yep, you're totally on track. You're totally correct. So while formally the Green Technology Pilot Program right now has been extended to March 30th of 2012, or once we receive 500 additional patent requests or petitions for this Green Technology Pilot Program, what we're going to do is actually segue our Green Technology Pilot Program into our Accelerated Examination Program, which was authorized by Congress under our America Invents Act. And as you know, that's our patent reform legislation, and that was just signed into law September 16th of this year.
Is that the programs that we hear of as Track 1, part of the three-track program, or is that something entirely separate?
Nope, that's exactly what it is. When we say accelerated examination, we're referring to Track 1 of our three-track program, where we tell the patent applicant that within 1 year or less, and so far our statistics are less, we will review your application, identify any potentially allowable subject matter, and we will have the entire patent prosecution process complete within 1 year.
That patent reform bill obviously contained a number of provisions, and I'm sure it's been a lot of heavy lifting for your agency to adapt and get ready to put those into place. One of the things we've heard about that from you before is that while you're continuing to work to chip away at the backlog, you're going to require a growth of your workforce and probably quite a bit of retraining of your workforce. I think you're probably just about the only federal agency in town that's actually looking at workforce growth right now. You want to give us an update on the progress there?
Yeah, there's a lot of changes that we're undergoing right now at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And the America Invents Act is something that's going to be of benefit to the American businesses, American public, and will result in the creation of jobs and helping lift our economy outside of its doldrums right now. What we're optimistically thinking about doing right now is hiring up to 1,500 new patent examiners this year and potentially an equal amount next year. So the overall agency will increase in size. Right now we have about 7,000 examiners, and we will be increasing it by about 3,000 within the next 2 years.
How easy or difficult are people with the skills that you need to find? I mean, is it, can pretty much any person with patent law experience do these jobs, or is there specialized training, specialized requirements that you need to fill these positions?
All of our patent examiners have some type of sophisticated science training or background. So whether it's an undergraduate degree, graduate degree, most of our patent examiners are indeed engineers, but there's a wide variety of different types of engineers. But we also have a lot of biologists and biochemists. We have a lot of people with PhDs in molecular biology. We have strong in-depth scientific training, and each one of those examiners offer considerable value to the USPTO with their expertise.